welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune, and before Trevor and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Trevor's conversation with Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales.
So, we'll bounce back to last week. That was not your guys' best performance so far this season, so it started out real fast in the wrong way. You guys were down 14-0 with only one offensive snap ran, so just what do you think was the key to the slow start there?
Fundamentals. Lack of fundamental execution. We can't turn the ball over in those situations. We talk about ball security, we put a premium on it, and we just didn't follow through with our execution at that point in time.
So you guys were preparing all week for the triple option last week, and you mentioned that they did a couple things you guys didn't expect, but for the most part they were just running the football. So just what do you think went wrong there on defense?
Well, I just we just didn't get them ready to play. We showed them something. Anytime you play a team that runs any form of the option, you have to hammer in really being disciplined. Quarterback, dive, pitch. Quarterback, dive, pitch. And they came out throwing the ball. So we might have stumbled, there early, but we stumbled and we didn't get our bearings about ourselves.
So moving into UCM this week, it's probably the most winnable game left on the schedule. So just how do you kind of flush what happened last week and rebound for the game today?
Well, what we preach every week is this game is the most important game. So, from the outside looking in, it may seem like, it's the most winnable game we have left, but we're trying to win them all. And we're not going to differentiate based on opponent and based on record. We have to, we said it from day one, it's not about the opponent, it's about us and how we execute and what we do and how we control the turnovers, and we're going to control the fate. So until today, we hadn't been able to put three pieces together. So hopefully we can put three pieces together and be a formidable opponent.
So UCM's kind of having a down year, but they have been tough at home this year. So just what do you think challenges present going down there for a game?
Well, again, this is a kind of uncharted territory for my staff, myself. We have a few guys that were here, but I don't know that they've ever been there either. We've got some guys that are in their junior year that may have traveled over there. But again, it's just not letting the same team beat us twice, meaning we can't let Nebraska Kearney beat us, this week against Central Missouri. So we have to take it one step at a time, and we have to, put our feet in front, one feet in front of the other, and play this ball game for 60 minutes.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right. That was Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales. And Trevor, yet another lopsided loss for the Blue Tigers. Don't think it was at all surprising, kind of what we saw last week. But, 66-17 loss to Nebraska Kearney is, not all that surprising. I think what was maybe a little bit more surprising was just, after a week where, we'd kind of seen some maybe positive things from the Blue Tigers offensively, I don't think we saw maybe as good a game as we thought we might see out of them.
Yeah, that one was kind of ugly from the get-go, and it didn't really get better until towards really the very end. They were down 59-7 at one point, but they don't get the ball first, and they go down and they give up a touchdown, so they're down 7-0 early. And then first offensive snap is a strip sack turnover, the first of five fumbles lost in the game for Lincoln. So
going to be tough to overcome that.
Yeah, they definitely have to win the turnover battle, and they know that. And they did not do that by any sorts last weekend. And it got out of hand real quick. And Nebraska Kearney, they came in, they took care of business. They were able to get their starters out very early in the game and get them some rest. So they did what they wanted to, and just Lincoln didn't get the game plan done.
Yeah, I mean, again, we're starting to see maybe a few glimmers here and there But I often wonder how many times these numbers kind of get skewed just in the fact that you're playing against second teamers a lot of the time. Because if you look at their, you know, their rushing numbers ended up not being too bad last week. You know, they rushed for 220 total, and I think, you know, that bugaboo that we were having early in the season where they weren't averaging a yard per carry pretty much, you know, they got up around 5 yards per carry in that game. Now, again, when's that coming? Is it when the game's out of reach and when things are no longer in doubt? That's the stuff that you kind of wonder about when you start looking inside the numbers a little bit.
Yeah, it was sprinkled throughout the game. The run game was definitely a big positive for Lincoln last week. That's probably the best I've seen them look all season in the run game. And it's just a consistency thing at this point because they were getting quite a bit of chunk gains. And so that kind of skews the numbers some because it would be 20, 25-yard carry, get them to about midfield, and then that's sprinkled behind, or right in front of probably two or three either negative or no gain rushes. So if they can get some consistency to that, it could definitely open up a lot of things. But like I said, that's by far the best I've seen the running game look.
So and it drops the Blue Tigers to 0-8 on the season. You know, we're getting to the point where we're getting close to the end of the season where it's, you know, chances to get a victory before it gets all over and done with are going to start getting hard to come by. I guess the one good thing is if you're looking at it and you're going, okay, who's struggling in the MIAA this year, you get one of them this week. So we 1 o'clock game today at Central Missouri. The Mules are struggling. I mean, they're 2-6, which is very uncharacteristic for them. So I guess the good thing is you get a team that's wounded. The problem is sometimes those wounded teams are looking to lash out and take out their frustrations on somebody. So Lincoln better be ready that might be what they see today.
Yeah, and it kind of eyes light up for the rest of the MIAA at this point, seeing Lincoln on the schedule for the week, because they know that if they take care of business, they can get their starters out. Like they can do a lot of things that they want to do, rest some players, get some of the deeper guys in the depth chart some looks. But, I mean, yeah, if you're going to get a win, it really has to be this week, I believe, for Lincoln. And I think they know that. It seems like the next week mentality is what they always talk about, trying to go 1-0 every week. But obviously that hasn't worked out so far. But they know that if they're going to put together a complete game of football and actually play at their best, that this would be the one that they might be able to steal.
And I think it's one of those things, too, it's worth noting that, yes, you know, the Mules are 2-6, but there's not too many lopsided losses on their resume so far this year. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, we know the best team in the conference is Pitt State. They played them in the season opener and only lost by 11. You know, they've had a handful of other kind of single-score games. They've had a couple that they've lost by, you know, two scores or more. But for the most part, they've had some, you know, pretty close results. And so you go, yes, they're struggling, but I don't think it's a team that's just, you know, doesn't have any ability to frighten people or to scare people, especially some of the better teams in the conference this year.
Yeah, that might be a good thing at the end of the day if they do find themselves in a close game. UCM hasn't really been able to find their way on the right side of those for a majority of the season, but I mean, you could also look at it from the other hand that Lincoln hasn't been in one of those games, so they don't have that experience at all.
Sure.
So I guess that could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. We don't know. We might not get to see, but yeah, you never know. And I mean, this UCM team definitely is dangerous, and they have a good passing attack. They have a good secondary, so they could be a team that could run up the score because they can hit you with explosive passing plays and they can turn you over. So if Lincoln doesn't play their best football, this could be another ugly one. But like I said, if they do play their best football, they could find themselves in this game.
Yeah, so I guess that's the kind of thing you worry about. So let's just start with, you know, for the Blue Tigers on defense. You mentioned that offense. Who maybe in specifics, is there anybody that they have to specifically target, or is it more of a group attack for the Mules?
It's kind of a two-headed monster at receiver. They've dominated a lot of the target share and touchdown share, and their quarterback has kind of spun around the yard, and he's been playing a lot better of late. But his one bugaboo has been interceptions. I think he has 7 or 8 on the season so far. So okay. That's kind of been the focal point for the Blue Tigers is, yeah, you're probably going to give up some yards. You're going to give up some chunk gains in the passing game, but you can limit the amount of damage that does by forcing 2 or 3 turnovers in a game. And that's the type of stuff that can keep you in a game.
So then for the Blue Tigers, if they're going to try to keep pace in this game offensively and they're going to try maybe build on the good things that have been happening for them lately, what do we think that they have to do today against the Mules in order to maybe keep the ball as long as they can and maybe produce some scores when they do have the ball?
I think the easiest answer is they're trying to build off the running game. It's been getting steadily better over the last 2 to 3 weeks, and they're actually starting to build off of performances and kind of stack those together. So if you get 200 rushing yards last week, if you can replicate that in meaningful snaps throughout the game when the game's not out of reach, that's definitely the best way to slow down an opponent's offense. I think that's probably the most simple way you can look at things, but you obviously can't get predictable with that too. You have to mix in some chunk gains in the passing game, and it will be Nathan Valencia starting at quarterback this week. Samar Brake's a little banged up. He's going to be available, I believe. It's kind of a game time decision, but they want to make sure that he is healthy enough to where he can protect himself.
Sure.
Because pass protection obviously has not been great so far this year, so you don't want to put a wounded animal back there at quarterback and just let him get hit over and over again. That's not good for anybody. So Valencia is going to have to step in and take care of the football, because that's been his biggest issue so far this year. I think he has 5 or 6 interceptions to 2 touchdown passes, so obviously not the ratio you want. Yeah. But yeah, it's got to be a balanced attack, but it's gonna have to start with the running game, that's for sure.
We've talked about it the last couple weeks. We have to talk about it again. How's the overall injury status for the Blue Tigers? I mean, is the list still as long as it has been the last couple weeks, or is it starting to dwindle?
The list is still long. Don't get that twisted, but it is starting to get a little bit better. I think there's 26 injured players for this week instead of in the 30s.
Sure.
So, not great, but better.
An improvement, yeah. Sure.
And most of the help they're getting back is coming in the secondary. They're getting Joel Talley Jr. back. I'm now blanking on the other cornerback that's coming back, but they're getting 2 starting corners back.
Okay.
Eric Brown is the other one, I believe. And then they're getting Dontario Moore, a linebacker that plays quite a few snaps. They're getting him back. So if you're going to face a pass-heavy attack, it's nice to get some of your injured DBs back.
Absolutely.
Because that has been one of the most depleted areas for this team, has been at defensive back. They're still without Zion Thomas-King. Just a lot of leaders on the defensive side of the ball. It's a lot of freshmen there in the secondary. So they've been kind of just thrown into the deep end and sink or swim. And they've sunk more than they've swam. But but that's the type of things you want from freshmen, is getting those game reps and getting those opportunities to where and you learn from your failures. So they've definitely taken their lumps, but they're getting some help back this week in that area, which is a good thing.
I'll preface this by saying I know you're not there every minute of every day, and I know you're only privy to what maybe the coaches will honestly tell you, but we have to ask about kind of the mental state of the team at this point, and how does it seem like, from what you've seen or what you've been told, how does it feel like their ability to kind of hang in there at this point?
Yeah, and that's a question I do ask every single week, because I think everybody wants to know that answer. It's hard to keep morale up when you're 0-8 and haven't really been in a close game.
Right.
And you know that it just keeps getting harder and harder every week, especially with the injury bug. But, I mean, they keep telling me that the morale's high.
Right.
I don't know how much I believe it, because it just almost seems like an impossible task at this point. But, they keep saying it's a week-by-week mentality, and every week is a new opportunity. And, yeah, that's obviously coach speak, and that's stuff you're going to hear from every coach. But you have to believe some of it. You have to take it with a grain of salt as well. But they keep telling me that morale's high, so I'll keep believing them.
So it's worth noting that the Mules lead the all-time series 25-7. They've won the last 20 in a row. So, in fact, if you want to go back to the last time the Blue Tigers have beat the Mules, you have to go all the way back to 1978. So it's obviously something where they have not had any success in this rivalry, no matter what year it's been and no matter how long it's been. So I guess the simple answer is for you today, does the losing streak hit 21, or are the Blue Tigers able to snap that losing streak against the Mules?
I think it's going to hit 21. I do think they put together a better performance than we saw last week. I know that's not saying much, but I think they can maybe get back to how they were earlier in the season. They would start fast, and then maybe some adversity would hit and they kind of lose a little bit of momentum. And that's what kind of kept scores a little bit closer than what we've seen the last couple weeks. So I'm kind of hoping for their sake that they can get back to at least that, because you can build off stuff like that. So I'll predict UCM 45, Lincoln 14.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter at TrevHahn3. That's Trev Hahn3. Thanks for listening.